Adna Bob Lennox will ask this question, and it will be directed first to Mr. Abram.
Mr. Abraham, March 15th of next year, the current U.S. debt ceiling of approximately $17.2 trillion will have to be addressed. What is your position on that as far as increasing the debt ceiling, and why do you hold that position?
If we have to increase the debt ceiling, which with this administration we more than likely will, because every 3 to 4 months we're having to do that. For every dollar we increase the debt ceiling, you show me $1 of savings of that we can cut. And I assure you, with this administration, it is a lot of waste, very easy to do. So, yeah, would I raise the debt ceiling? Sure, but only if you give me a dollar a cut for every dollar I raise it.
Mr. Mayo?
Well, the record would show that the Bush administration increased the debt $7.8 million, which is almost $8 million. And so this administration has a trillion. This administration has increased it 5.2. When you look at the debt, nobody likes an increasing amount of debt. You want to do everything that you can to address that. And so it is with us with the city of Monroe. But sometimes you do have to raise the debt ceiling. That is the responsible thing to do. You don't want to mess up with the treasury bonds, or you don't want to see the stock market fall and some other things that would take place. We have to pay our bills. We have to pay our bills on a personal level, and we have to pay our bills on a federal level as well. And so there's no question that you have to do the responsible thing. Plus, the Chamber of Commerce, so you're with the Chamber of Commerce, I believe the U.S. Chamber of Commerce supports raising the debt ceiling because they know some of the issues that would cause if it's not raised.